6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Future. With us this morning is our good friend Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America, and he is going to be talking about some of the legislation they're trying to get through in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure he has other things he wants to talk about. Certainly, he had written an article yesterday that has occurred, published on News with Views, and if you don't read News with Views, why, you don't know so much of what's going on. This is a very interesting article because he was talking about the Lieberman-Lamont race in Connecticut for the Democratic nomination for the U.S. Senate. Remember, they have a primary, and Lieberman has to win the Democratic primary before he can go into the November election where he would oppose the Republicans. Well, of course, he lost the election to a man named Lamont. Most people have no idea who Mr. Lamont is. He is one of the most powerful men in the entire world. In fact, the only reference I saw to that was in the Wall Street Journal, where they commented one advantage Lamont had is that he could finance his own campaign. In other words, he didn't get any funds at all. He financed the whole thing. Who is Lamont? Why, Lamont is the grandson of Thomas Lamont of J.P. Morgan Company that got us into World War I. Remember, Morgan, if you go into the background of what happened in World War I, why the Morgans bought up all sorts of newspapers at that time and used their editorial policies to get the American people to be willing to go into World War I. Well, most people don't understand the background of international finance or the importance of Morgan and Lamont, but those two names were known interchangeably. Thomas Lamont actually was at Versailles with Colonel House and very close to Colonel House back in 1918. And how we are, here we are a couple of generations later, and we find his grandson running for the United States Senate with unlimited funds to spend to replace Joe Lieberman. And many people are glad that Lieberman is out, but then, anyway, I'm going to let Larry tell you what he thinks about what happened, and we'll go on from there. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, good morning.
It was a very interesting article.
The name Lamont also, when I first became aware of the conservative movement as a college student, I always saw it with the first name of Corliss. And Corliss Lamont, in the books that I had been reading, the few conservative books that there were at the time, was the name of a guy who was facilitating all kinds of business deals for the Soviet Union and Joseph Stalin.
Sure, well, of course, that's what the big bankers were doing at that time.
And so, yeah, it turns out that the grandson, the son, does have a lot of money. Funny thing. He didn't make it because any of his predecessors were necessarily all that astute in the market. But they were astute politically, and they knew where they could make some easy bucks as opposed to going out and doing something that people actually wanted. They were doing what the communists wanted. So this guy is the darling of the hard, hard left of the Democrat Party, MoveOn.org, and others like that, and that's his lineage. So, yeah, I think he should get credit for his family tree. He may not have horse thieves in his genealogy, but perhaps we could say that having done business and helped Joe Stalin is worse than a horse thief, because the horse thief arguably didn't kill anybody, but Joe Stalin killed about 30, 40 million. So.
I think the hardest thing for so many Americans to believe is that the big financiers help finance communism from its very inception, and certainly Corliss Lamont here, a generation after Thomas Lamont, was deeply involved, and now his grandson has just won the election, the Democrat nomination in Connecticut. Isn't it interesting that we don't read about this in the Wall Street Journal or the New York Times or the Washington Post? Neither conservatives nor liberals will tell you who Lamont really is. In fact, what I heard he'd won the election, I'm wondering, who is Lamont?
Right.
But, of course, it's so important people understand who it is who's working behind the scenes, the so-called invisible government, that really directs American foreign and domestic policy. Well, anyway, you pick up your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, just another sidebar. If I hadn't been reading things on the Internet, I definitely would not have been reminded of that first name Corliss. Once I saw that name, it all came back from many years ago. But the mainstream media, obviously, as you say, wasn't interested in letting us know that this guy has a lineage. Now, he may have changed his mind. Well, that I don't think has happened. He could have changed his mind, but nobody held him to account to say, do you agree with the views of your dad and your granddad? Are you still on the side of despots and totalitarians? Well, actually, he is. This is a guy who has bought into the view that if you have children or grandchildren in American universities and American government high schools, they're being taught that all civilizations are equally good, with one exception, and that's Western civilization. Anything that has to do with any kind of roots in a biblical morality is out. It's bad. It's the cause of all the evil in the world. And the consequence of that, in their view, is that a blame the victim ideology has emerged from this way of thinking. So whether we're talking about somebody who's the victim of street crime or somebody who's the victim of a terrorist attack, if you're Western, it's your fault. And that even extends to Africans who happen to be Christians. We don't hear any complaints whatsoever from the left about what happened to Christians in Rwanda when some 800,000 were wiped out. We don't hear a thing about the jihad that has committed a genocide in the Sudan against Christians, some 2 million people being wiped out. We don't hear about a thing until Muslims in Darfur in Sudan are being attacked by the same Islam.
Isn't that interesting? It's almost as if there's a conspiracy against Christianity. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, our guest this morning, Larry Pratt, from Gun Owners of America. So, Larry, you picked your story up from there.
Well, these were some of the background to what I saw happening in that Connecticut election. As you pointed out, we had a man with a considerable lineage in communist history, that none of which was brought forth by the mainstream media. If it was, you and I both missed it. It wasn't very prominent. And at the same time, one of the issues that struck me, because it's always kind of close to the front of my mind, is where does this fit in with the idea that people have a responsibility to protect themselves, at least a biblical responsibility to protect themselves. And one of the big issues in the, in fact, perhaps the only issue in the Connecticut primary election, was that the Democrat left was attacking Lieberman, because the only one thing that Lieberman believed that was different from otherwise the socialist, the hardcore left that was attacking him, was that America should defend itself against Islamic terror. And the that told me that even though Lieberman himself, as Lamont, both of them are in favor of gun control, they don't believe in self-defense at the personal level. Lieberman's deviation and was intolerable to the hard left was that he believed in some kind of national defense. Now, whether he believes in something that's effective or you know, that's another issue. The fact is, they hated him intensely, even as they hate Bush, even as they hate anybody else, because of that one issue. They overlooked the fact that Bush is a socialist. They overlooked the fact that Lieberman is a socialist. The fact that he even says something, curtsies toward self-defense. Bah! They're often running to the races. This guy's got to go. And, in fact, they were able to get rid of him in the Democrat primary. Now, I think Lieberman may well ultimately prevail in November. He managed to get himself on the ballot as an independent. And I think the fact of the matter is that when the larger number of voters come out to vote in November, they're going to put him back in office. But it's interesting that in a primary, a small number of voters can make a huge difference. Now, that can work for good. It can work for bad. I remember that when our founder, Senator Bill Richardson, ran for the California Senate way back in 1966, probably, he got some 18%, as I recall, of the vote. Now, you would think, 18%? Poor boy. He got wiped out. No. He became the next United States Senator for some California State Senator for some 22 years. The fact is, he ran in a Republican primary in a Republican district where there was a multi candidate field, and 18% was a rather decisive victory over the next person that might have had only 13 or 14%.
And once he was a Republican candidate, of course, then he won in the November election.
Absolutely. In that district, having the Republican nomination was the same thing as being coronated in November. If there was a Democrat candidate in the general election, nobody remembers who it was, because he didn't have any chance. And Richardson went on to be one of the most activist conservative senators or politicians that California has had, certainly in the last century. And the same kind of dynamics were working against Joe Lieberman in that primary. Now, a law which allowed him to be on the ballot in November as an independent is not available in many, many states in the country, and wasn't probably available in California. I don't think it is. It's not in Virginia. It's not in Ohio. Many states around the country have what they call a sore loser law, and you can't lose in a primary and then get yourself on the ballot in the general election. But you can in Connecticut, and the small number of voters that knocked Lieberman off, a couple weeks ago at the most, maybe a week ago, they're not going to be able to likely prevail when the larger number come out in November. But
well, I think it's so interesting, Larry, that all the big guns in the Democratic Party suddenly switched their allegiance from Joe Lieberman to Lamont. Now, people say, oh, well, it's party unity, you know. No, it's not. It is that Lamont is part of this group that controls the Democrat Party, but behind the scenes, nobody has heard about this Lamont for years. I mean, he's a relative unknown, so why did everybody switch their allegiance to him? Because there are people who, I believe, work behind the scenes controlling everything, and, of course, the leaders of the Democrat Party understand, you know, who it is who butters their bread.
Now, there's a lot of posturing going on. The people like Bill Clinton, who is depicted as a moderate Democrat, went in and campaigned in favor of Mr. Lieberman, and that supposedly established his Lieberman's and Clinton's moderate credentials. But frankly, Clinton going in and giving a speech, I don't think he was probably paid anything to give that speech. He's paid often $500,000 to give a single speech, and my guess is that Lieberman got what he paid for.
Well, I'm sure he lost a certain amount of support, you know, from at least the more moderate Democrats.
Well, I think it's part of the game that's being played also by Hillary, his putative wife, who is trying to have it both ways, to appeal to the hardcore left as well as to posture herself as a more moderate Democrat so that she can do what her erstwhile husband did and win the election in the general election as a moderate, not scaring so many of the Republican and conservative base from voting for her and making herself appear as if she's reasonable and not the hardcore leftist that, say, somebody like Lamont is. And it's going to seep out that Lamont is a hardcore leftist. The guy had the bad judgment on primary night to have two of his close buds right there and getting FaceTime on the camera, Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton, and they're not perceived by the mainstream voter in this country as moderate. They're pretty pretty crazy.
Well, they're both caricatures. I mean they're both bought and paid for by the radical left. I mean, who's funding both of these men? I mean, you know, anybody who has any sense realizes that. How does Jesse Jackson get by without working? Somebody's given him a lot of money.
Well, actually, they've given him money because he's a shakedown artist. He's an extortionist.
Sure.
He goes and threatens companies with all kinds of bad publicity, threatens them with being labeled racist unless they cede to the demands that Jesse Jackson is laying before them. And, you know, this was about 10 years ago. I'm sure the price of suits has gone up considerably since then, but I didn't even know that that you could buy a suit that cost $1,100 at the time I read about Jesse Jackson having such suits. But he's obviously in another world from the world I live in, because I didn't know that you could pay that much for a suit. I've been to, you know, nice department stores, Macy's and Joseph Banks, and they're not exactly discount retailers. And, you know, I'd see a suit for $300, and I thought, whew, that's a lot of money for a suit. And this guy's running around in suits that are four and five times that. Well, he's made his money the way the mafia makes it, extorting people. He doesn't exactly send Cousin Vito. He sends boycotts your way. And that was who was up there at the Lamont Victory Party. And so anybody watching, you may not know who Corliss Lamont is, but perhaps you do know who Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton are. And those are the birds that are flocking around the feathers of Mr. Lamont. So beware. What struck me was that here we had Tweedledum and Tweedledee with this one exception, which was clouded, really. I mean, Lieberman is perceived as being pro-war and support of Bush in the fight against Islamist terror. Well, I wish that Bush were actually serious about it. I don't see that he's doing what he really needs to be doing, which is to, I see him as kind of repeating the mistakes of Vietnam, frankly.
Absolutely right. It's just Vietnam all over again. Our boys are not being allowed to win the war.
They're not being allowed. Exactly right. But the fact of the matter is that Bush, even giving that temporizing policy, which is at best frustrating and at worst is going to produce another defeat, that is hated by the hardcore left because they hate the whole idea of self-defense. If you are part of Western civilization, and that Western civilization, because it's essentially a code word for Christian, extends to people who are Christian, no matter what their color, say in Africa, the left never had a word to say about the genocide committed against Christians in Rwanda when some 800,000 were wiped out in about 3 weeks. They never had a thing to say about the 2 million that have been wiped out in southern Sudan by the jihadi government, the Islamist government in the north that took power by a coup d'etat. They're not even by any imagination a legitimate government, but they've been bombing and strafing and kidnapping into slavery the Christian population of the south, and the left hasn't had a word to say about that. The fact is those folks had to stop the genocide by themselves, and they didn't do it using one of the left's favorite mantras of, well, violence never solved anything. We should be talking to peace a chance. Well, yeah, after many years and 2 million deaths, the southern Sudanese finally were able to capture enough weapons on the field of battle fighting the Muslim government of the north that they were able to kill enough of those Muslim crusaders that the Muslim government finally sued for peace, and there's a very rocky peace now that has in large measure stopped the assault against the Christians of the south, even while these Muslims are great folks. They are so racist. Muhammad himself was an enormous racist. You read the hadith and the things that he said about himself. I don't even know that I want to say how it was distinguished that he was not a black by looking at certain parts of his anatomy. But they've been going after blacks who are Muslims in the Darfur region. All of a sudden, we have this real Twitter among the left that, oh, something has to be done. People like Charlie Rangel, who's an apologist for Fidel Castro, and he was an apologist for all the Soviet Union. Now, all of a sudden, he's concerned about the jihad. Well, he didn't use the word jihad, about the unfortunate loss of life in Darfur. These people are just about more than I can bear because they really don't believe in self-defense. They believe that the victim, at least if he's Western, if he's Christian, had it coming, because the Western civilization that he so detests in his mind is responsible for all the evil in the world. And so it's really a good thing when we get bombed, when we get attacked by Islamist terrorists. Well, that doesn't work for me, and I can see what's going on. The very fact that a socialist like Lieberman or a socialist like Bush makes some sort of half-hearted, half-baked, and rather ineffective, in my opinion, efforts to defend the country against Islamist terror, that drives the left into paroxysms of anger.
Okay. We'll be back in just a minute with Larry Sprott here at the American Freedom Network.
Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply has something new. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval. With a state-of-the-art ventilation systems, yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
When you look at the sky, it seems relatively empty. Yet somewhere beyond that vast sea of blue lies Wild Blue, affordable high-speed internet via satellite. For as little as $49.95 a month with free installation, Wild Blue brings you the world and your connection to it. Imagine up to 30 times quicker than dial-up. Suddenly, you can send large emails in a flash. You can even download music or watch videos online. Plus, Wild Blue comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Finally, just about everyone under the sun has access to affordable high-speed internet. And like the clear blue sky, that's a beautiful thing. Wild Blue, high-speed internet out of the blue.
Make the move to Wild Blue Country. Call 1-866-WILD-BLUE today and get free installation. That's 1-866-WILD-BLUE or see your local dealer. Must have Southern line of sight. Speeds may vary. Price of first to value. Back promotional plan details subject to change at any time. See wildblue.com for full details.
Hi, this is Michael at KHNC Radio. And I'd like to stop for a moment and talk about Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. You know, those little things around the house, the yard, even the car, they can pile up and we can all fall behind. That's where Andy's comes in. They can help you with remodeling, plumbing, decks, floor tile, auto and home upholstery, woodworking, drywall, and painting, and so much more. Andy's done a lot of work for us here at the radio station and at home, so we can highly recommend them. That's Andy's Painting and Handyman Services at 815 37th Avenue Court in Greeley. You can call them at 970-576-5333. That's 970-576-5333. Andy's Painting and Handyman Services in Greeley. Tell them KHNC sent you. And thanks.
This is Michael Golden, and I'm pleased to announce the release of my new CD, Mikamot Hakodashi, Holy Places. Holy Places is a collection of some of my favorite praise and worship songs. It's available now at the American Freedom Network for only $15 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 to order your copy of Holy Places.
Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Larry Pratt. And before we go on, I want Larry to give out his website, his telephone number, because I recommend Gun Owners of America. If you need to be affiliated with an organization, here's one you can trust. Their information is reliable. And there's some very important legislation coming up, which you've got to start emailing and faxing on as well, because while our attention is being focused on the Middle East, so American boys are supposedly fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq for our freedom, we're losing our freedom here at home. It happened during the Vietnam War when they used the tragedy of the war in Southeast Asia to limit the freedom here at home. It happened in Korea. It's happening right today. So, Larry, let's get your telephone number, your website out, and then talk about the legislation that is coming up here and its implications. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Yes, the phone number is, well, I guess I should say I would recommend that people, if they can, go to our website because there's so much information there. But the phone number, if that website is not available to them, is 888-88-6-GUNS. That's 888-886 and then G-U-N-S. The website is gunowners.org. And if they go there, they'll find all kinds of information, including some information about a bill that I would like to describe to your listeners and urge that they do something about. And the information that is there is not only information, but it ends with a sample email that can be sent to members of Congress. And that's typical of what we do with our email alert system. That's a free service that they can sign up for. If they go to gunowners.org, they can get their email into that, and then once, twice a week maybe. And that's really all. We don't send out it's not like an electronic newsletter. It's strictly an action alert. Things that need to be done right now in the defense of liberty, they can send that email off to their member of Congress that they find at the end of our explanation of whatever the particular issue might be. And in this case, the piece of legislation that's pending is something that shouldn't even be a matter for discussion in a Republican Congress. And I say that because it's a virulently anti-gun piece of legislation that would massively increase the operation of the Brady Law, and this is something that the Republicans should be repealing rather than expanding, for goodness sakes. Now, somebody might say, well, gee, the Brady Law, well, what's the matter with that? Don't we like the instant background check? Well, frankly, no, we don't. The instant background check has the assumption that a citizen, in order to be able to protect himself by having a gun, if he wants to buy a gun, has to prove himself innocent by submitting to a background check, which if it denies him the ability to buy a gun, then he has to prove to the government that he's not a bad guy. Well, that is fundamentally contrary to the way our system of government is supposed to operate, and the government is prohibited by our Constitution from doing anything like that. There is no authority in our Constitution to permit this kind of screening requirement that citizens prove themselves to the government before they be allowed the privilege of buying a firearm. And the one thing we know for sure is that criminals laugh at that, and the very people that are targeted by this kind of legislation, supposedly, are the very ones that don't participate in the system and don't cooperate and get their guns some other way. And if somebody thinks, well, no, but we got to find some way to keep the guns out of the wrong hands, let's look at England. There's an island with what amounts to a virtual gun ban. There's a few farmers that have some shotguns and a couple of target shooters that have single bolt action, single shot rifles. But for practical purposes, there's a gun ban. There was a confiscation of 1.5 million guns in England in 1997. And all that they've gotten for their trouble is an escalation of their crime committed with guns. And while they claim that their murder rate is still relatively low, their socialist media has been attacking the government for fudging those figures. Actually, their murder rate, just like their violent crime rate, is quite high. But the way they hide it is, for example, if there's a robbery and a murder at a convenience store, the robbery is the first crime, the underlying crime, and that's all that'll be reported. And then the cops won't be allowed to, or in many cases don't want to, because they're increasingly politically correct in their police force, they won't report the fact that there might have been 1, 2, 3 murders following the beginning of the robbery. The robbery is the only thing that shows up in their crime data. So you see an increase in the violent crime, but for some reason there's this strangely low murder rate, and even the British media is onto it and have been criticizing it. And they're onto it because they live there, and they know it's scary to be out on the streets of London. A fellow that I know had gotten in touch with me, told me about something, and I asked him to get me some photographs, which he did, that there are signs in downtown London, and he took some pictures near Piccadilly Circus, which is a roundabout, where it's a major subway stop, a tube stop, as they call it in their version of the English language. And the sign said, be alert, crime is up. Well, you know, if you had a warning like that here in the United States, my guess is if it were in a state like Texas or Idaho, the sign would say, crime is up, carry a gun. But in England, all they want you to do is be alert. Anyway.
Well, the interesting thing is that traditionally in England, why the police were never armed. You know, the police didn't carry guns, but now they're having to carry guns because of the increase in violence, because they've taken all the guns away from the law-abiding citizens. And basically, when the public is armed, why, of course, the criminals are not going to be carrying acts of violence, because they don't want to get shot. Criminals are pretty smart people.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
In areas where people have a right to have weapons, they stay away from that. They certainly wouldn't go into a house if they, you know, to burglarize it if they thought the the individual had a gun and might shoot them.
The data bear that out. In England, 65% of the home invasions occur when a house is occupied. Somebody's actually, one of the homeowner or his family is in the house. In the United States, that only happens 13% of the time. The data would indicate, therefore, that in England, the criminals really don't give a rip about whether or not you might be in your house, because they're not concerned about what you might do, because they know that you're not supposed to be armed. Whereas in the States, 13% is more like a dumb crook, like, uh-oh, I didn't know he was there. And they probably find out the hard way when there's a piece of lead chasing them out the door. And so that keeps the home invasion rate right low here in the United States.
We're going to be back in just a minute, Larry. When we get back, I want you to tell our listeners about this legislation and what we've got to do to stop it.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction elements to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as BBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
With so much concern over the world economy, rising interest rates and skyrocketing oil prices, and a more than 50-50 chance that the entire electronic infrastructure may collapse globally, how come not one so-called expert is advising Americans to buy gold? Could it be that they're not telling us everything? Gold and silver will retain value when everything else fails. Don't get caught when they can't find your IRA or 401k. Call the Patriot Trading Group. We don't offer free reports or newsletters. We don't take your phone number, and we don't play games. Just the finest product at the fairest prices and the fastest delivery in the entire industry. Call 1-800-951-0592. We've helped thousands of good people on the Colorado Front Range get prepared, and we can help you too. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 for price quotes or information. And remember, I'm right behind you. That way when we turn around and run, I'll be in front.
Why don't you tell our listeners about this legislation, why it's so important and what they can do?
It's pretty incredible. In a Republican Congress, which came into power because of the gun issue, having tossed out the Democrats in 1994 elections, but 93 with the Brady Law, and then 94 with the passage of the semi-auto ban, which they called the assault weapon ban. For them, a Derringer would be an assault weapon, because anything that has to do with self-defense gets them all in a dither. But the Republicans have allowed in the Judiciary Committee a bill to start moving, even though the chairman is a conservative Republican, Jim Sensenbrenner. But the problem is that this so-called conservative voted for the Brady Law in the very beginning, and a massive expansion of the Brady Law doesn't cause him a never mind. He's absolutely willing to let this thing move. It's passed the initial subcommittee that it was put in, and when they come back from their recess this August, it's going to be considered in the full committee. Very well could be passed out to the floor, and in 2002, this same measure passed in the House of Representatives. Happily, we had Bob Smith in the Senate at that time, and he was able to kill the thing using some parliamentary devices that he was willing to use. Most senators aren't willing to use. And in fact, he became unpopular enough doing things like that that Bush went in to the primary that year in New Hampshire and helped to defeat Senator Bob Smith.
Because he was a conservative and he was a good American, and our president put the full force and power of the Republican Party against the effort to defeat Senator Bob Smith in the primary. That was unconscionable.
They had this very fallacious notion that was transparently not true, that, well, Smith would have trouble getting elected in the fall, and therefore it would be better to get somebody else nominated. That's baloney. The fact of the matter is that Smith had criticized the Republican Party, had criticized President Bush, and had done things such as stopping this expansion of the Brady Law, and that just had them absolutely beyond the limit with Bob Smith. But this law, this bill, I should say, is something that's been put in by a radical left-wing Democrat, Carolyn McCarthy. Her husband was killed because he was unarmed, and nobody else on the commuter train that he was killed on one night, nobody else was armed. So she thinks that the problem was that the criminal was the only one that was armed, and therefore if we ban guns, the criminals won't have guns. Well, you know, we were just talking about how fallacious that notion has been in practice when you look at a place like England. Well, she wants to radically expand the number of people who won't be able to own guns. She knows that she can't take a direct shot at or a run against gun ownership by banning guns, period. So she's saying, well, in the name of public safety, we need to keep illegal aliens from having a gun. Well, how do you know who's an illegal alien? Well, you go into their tax records. Just their tax records? Well, no, we don't know who's an illegal alien. We have to go into everybody's tax records to find out who these illegal aliens might be, matching up Social Security numbers, who knows what. And they want to go into all kinds of other records, whether it be library records or health records or state records involving domestic violence misdemeanors, which is something very different from a violent felony, domestic assault, where, say, somebody gets their nose broken or something truly violent in that sense. But what they're talking about are things where maybe a scratch occurs, a shirt gets ripped, somebody's just yelling. Maybe somebody is engaging in a little legal foreplay for a divorce and calls the cops because they want to be the first on record that the spouse, be it the man or the woman, or I guess these days the man or the man or the woman or the woman, is the one at fault, so that they will have the upper hand in the divorce proceedings. And once that happens, the record goes down that, oops, that person was involved in a domestic violence misdemeanor. And what McCarthy wants to do is spend $1 billion out of your pocket and mine at the federal level, out of our federal pocket, if you will, and pay it to the states so that they can dump all these library records, all these tax records, all these other records into the database for the Brady Law. Well, you know, at one point in 1996, 10 years ago, many gun owners were absolutely outraged when a sneak attack by Senator Lautenberg put an amendment onto a 2,000-page appropriation bill and established this very notion at the federal level that people would be forever barred from owning a gun even if their so-called offense had occurred 20 years ago. Didn't matter. They were going to be barred forever. And so there were basically two major assaults on the Constitution. One was that they were legislating against gun owners when they have no authority to do that at the federal level. And secondly, they were doing it retroactively. We call that no ex post facto legislation. But the Constitution, in spite of how you may have been taught to spell it, is a four-letter word here inside the Beltway in Washington. And folks don't really appreciate the Constitution being brought up. And so they pass legislation like that, and the Republicans are on the verge of letting Carolyn McCarthy get away with this thing. She's got some 23 co-sponsors. All of them are left-wing Democrats, with the exception of Christopher Shays, who's a left-wing Republican from Connecticut. And so that should be a tip-off to the majority in the Congress that this is not the kind of legislation that they were sent there to enact. That, in fact, this not only should not be getting the light of day, but they instead should be voting yes on the Brady Law. They should be voting on repealing it, not expanding it.
What's the number of this bill so people can go to your website and send those emails?
It's the third measure down on the top of our website. It's H.R. 1415.
1415. Ladies and gentlemen, go to Larry's website, gunowners.org. And send emails and start faxing and calling. We've got to block this legislation. We're out of time, Larry. God bless you.
Thank you so much,
Dan. Thanks so much for being with us. Bye-bye.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests. Remind you to support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2, or what now with Larry Adams.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Larry Adams here, always fighting chaos. I invite you to listen to my fun and informative shows Sunday afternoons at 2, often with fun and informative guests, reminding you to please support all of our sponsors and let them know you heard it here. And encourage others to advertise with 1360, the voice of the lion. I would love to meet with any potential advertisers and sponsors. See you Sunday afternoons at 2 for What Now with Larry Adams.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, to understand who's really behind this and why it's so important that Thomas Lamont's grandson now is going to be running for the United States Senate in Connecticut, you need to understand who Thomas Lamont was. He is very close to J.P. Morgan, and J.P. Morgan was involved in the occult, as most of these people are in these very high levels. They've been well rewarded for their for the fact that they are aligned with the other dimension, with the other side. And if you certainly sell your soul to the devil, you'll be well rewarded, at least in this life. But you will spend eternity in hell. And this is really the truth. There is another dimension. There are people in contact with the other dimension. And this is the common denominator behind everything going on today. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see the videos. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, 4-hour, 10-hour version. You need to see the video, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning, and Megiddo 1, Megiddo 2. And then you've got to help us get the information out. Let people understand what's really going on. You need to get the 3 pamphlets we've put together on the occult hierarchy. There is an occult hierarchy that rules the world. You can go up on the internet and look at the and Google in occult hierarchy. You'll pull down a lot of articles. Some are mine, but some are written by people who are part of the occult hierarchy, who support the spiritual hierarchy that rules the world. So if you'd like those 3 pamphlets, they're inexpensive, $9.95 for all 3 of them, plus shipping. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Understand there's an attack on Christian civilization. And behind that is this spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we are under attack today. We're being manipulated into a major war in the Middle East. It's only a matter of time. And all the information we have gotten from reliable sources suggests that we will, before long, be at war with Iran and Syria. And that is designed to inflame the entire Islamic world. There is a plan for a third world war. It is being manipulated by these invisible forces that work behind the scenes. And one of those invisible forces is the grandson of Thomas Lamont, who back in 1918 was part of the inquiry that went to Versailles after the First World War to actually create the Treaty of Versailles, which laid the basis for the Second World War. But remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
Listening to the American Freedom Network, now on the World Wide Web at www.americanewsnet.com.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not.